warning. The Catholic Man Show contains high levels of manliness. If you think you may be too weak to withstand the manliness represented in the following program, please do yourself a favor and stop listening now. If you choose to continue in spite of this warning, if at any time you feel yourself overcome by the manliness, stop immediately and consult your closest medical professional. And now, for the not so fair, faint, or frilly, we present The Catholic Man Show.
Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I'm your host, Adam Minahan, sitting here with my co-host, David Niles.
Hey, y'all.
Dave, do you know that we're almost to episode 20?
I had not. Yes, I mean, I kind of knew it. I knew that.
You knew we were approaching? I think mm-hmm. that this is 19.
Really?
Yeah, so I think...
I haven't been counting.
Well, I just know based off of our Apple iTunes.
Oh, okay.
You know, so welcome to everybody who is maybe a new listener. Welcome to you. Thanks for tuning in. We are.
We welcomed Oklahoma.
Yeah,
Oklahoma. Last week, but I'll welcome them again. Welcome, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody from Oklahoma Catholic Broadcasting, St. Michael Catholic Radio,
mm-hmm.
Redbox Media,
and the Great Beyond.
And the Great Beyond. Yeah.
And any alien species who might be tuning in from outer space.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody.
That's right.
We do not discriminate from any of our listeners. Well, I guess we do discriminate if you're not manly enough.
Yeah.
To listen to our show.
What if you're literally not a man?
Like, well,
you're not of the race of men.
Well, women are very attracted to high levels of manliness.
No, I mean like an alien.
Oh.
Wouldn't be man.
Right.
I wonder if they could still be, like, quote-unquote manly.
Possibly.
I think they could. They could still exude the qualities.
Of manliness.
Yeah.
I agree.
And Pope Francis said that if there are aliens, that Jesus is their savior, too.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that he's not the first person to say that, either.
One day, this isn't a day, because I spent, like, a week thinking about, if aliens exist, will they be in heaven? I decided that, yes, if they're rational creatures...
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how you define alien.
Right.
Then, yeah, they'd
I guess there's a chance that there's aliens without even original sin.
Hmm. I couldn't say either way. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That was just something that came to my...
Because it seems like the fall of man impacted the whole universe.
I don't know. That's not something that we're here to talk about today. So, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
That one was free.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. If you check us out on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, all the social medias, basically, welcome. Dave, this last episode was sweet because I gave you Glencairn glasses.
Yeah, those are awesome.
And we were able to get some that we're now going to be giving away.
It was sort of like the fish and the loaves. Mm-hmm. Jesus had just two... And he multiplied them.
Right.
A very similar miracle has occurred.
So, they're really sweet. In fact, we both have some.
Uh-huh. And we posted them on Facebook.
And we posted them on Facebook.
Check them out.
Yeah. But tell them how they can win, Dave. How we'll give it to them. We'll give them to them.
Yeah. So, if you become a friend of the show, we will send you a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
That's it. So, tell them what a friend of the show is.
Okay. If you're going to make me do everything, I'll tell them.
Yes. Yeah.
A friend. So if you go to breadboxmedia.com, there's a friend of the show button link you can find. Mm-hmm. And then when you click that button link, then you just look for our names, Adam Minahan.
No, the Catholic Man Show.
Oh, the Catholic Man Show. Okay. And then you can sign up to become a friend of the show. So for $10 a month,
mm-hmm.
you get stuff. We'll give you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive content.
Mm-hmm.
Glencairn glasses.
Right.
And other things that are to be determined.
Right. We're going to be getting bumper stickers and t-shirts very soon. So
I would not be surprised if you instantly get like a 5 pound increase in your bicep curl maximum lift.
That and probably your 5 o'clock shadow will actually become a 3 o'clock shadow.
You're welcome.
So that could be.
Yes, I mean that stuff just doesn't surprise me.
Right, exactly.
when people say, "Hey, that happened," it's like it makes sense.
Right.
You're a friend of the show.
You're welcome.
It's sort of like when you sign up with, register yourself as a member of this particular religious organization, and then you benefit from all their spiritual benefits that are granted them by the Holy See. It's just like that. You become a friend of the show, and like the manly benefits now apply to you.
So
it's just like that.
Just like that. Just like that. If this is your first time listening to the Catholic Man Show and you're still listening, we do three things every show. We have a manly beverage.
Uh-huh.
We talk about a man gear. And then we have a manly topic. And this time, we have something unique, something different. Dave, tell them the story about how we got this man beverage.
Okay. So it was my 30th birthday.
He's old now.
It's true.
What an old man.
In fact, I'm already covered in bruises.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah.
Not as athletic as you used to be, huh?
Well, yes. Anyway, maybe if you're a friend of the show, we'll tell that story. I don't know. So I ordered this keg, called them the day I was supposed to pick it up. This is a long story short. And they said, yeah, man, we just don't have it. Sorry, it didn't come in. We can get it for you on Tuesday. It's like, no, it's Friday. We're having a party today.
Right.
I don't want it on Tuesday. Right. It does me no good. I'm not paying for it on Tuesday. And so they're like, oh, man. So blah, blah. Anyway, make a long story even shorter. They found it. They just got sent to the wrong location, picked it up, no problem. But when I did show up to pick it up, the guy gave me a free 4-pack of this IPA that they've been trying to get for a long time. And I think they finally did get some. But they only got 20 of them, and he gave me 4 just because he felt bad for, you know, scaring me.
So tell him what it is.
Everything Rhymes with Orange IPA. And if I need to spell it out for you, that's ironic because nothing rhymes with orange. If I need to do that, I don't know.
Who's it brewed by again? Rough Tail? Is it Rough Tail?
So it is Rough Tail.
Okay.
I literally know nothing about this beer.
Okay.
The guy said it was good. We're going to try it.
We do a lot of prepping here on the Catholic Man Show. But I do know Rough Tail is a brew from Midwest City in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So this is a somewhat local brew, especially for Oklahoma.
Hang on, I'm not done. I want to make sure you don't get more than me.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not too worried.
You do get a little bit more.
Okay, thank you.
But that's all. Don't ask.
So every episode we do have this man beverage, and we do two things. We cheers to Jesus.
Cheers to Jesus.
The hashtag cheers to Jesus. And we're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So we raise our glass. Cheers.
That's good.
I like this. So, I'm an IPA guy though, you know this.
Oh yeah.
You the listener probably know this as well, as I've mentioned that many of times.
On the back of this can, it has several elements of the beer, and then it rates them on a scale of 1 to 18. I don't know why 1 to 18, but that's just what it does. So maltiness is a 9 out of 18.
Okay, so half.
Bitterness is only a 4, and it's not very bitter.
IPA, it's not a bitter.
You know,
it's not
often bitter. Aroma is a 17 out of 18. I didn't even sniff it. I was just so
excited
to cheers to Jesus, but it smells like a beer to me.
Right.
Sweetness is a 10 out of 18. And then the last one is aggressiveness. Aggressiveness is off the charts.
It's past 18.
It's way past it. It goes all the way up to the top of the can. To me, if you were to give me this and say, how would you rate this on aggressiveness? I'd say maybe a 3, 4, you know?
Without even knowing the whole scale.
But it's possible.
I'd just say 3 or 4. Yeah.
No, if you told me, out of 18, I'd say, it's a weird scale. You know, why not just go to 20?
Right.
But, hey, I'd give it a 3 or 4.
Right.
But it's very good. It's delicious.
It is. You can taste the orange peel in it.
Uh-huh.
It's not very...
You definitely can.
Mm-hmm. It's not very hoppy, like we said. You know, normal IPAs have that strong trademark of hoppiness to them. It's not one of those. It's more of a, it seems like it's more of a summer IPA.
Definitely. I was going to say you could easily drink this after mowing the yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The problem is I got the impression that they're not really brewing this anymore. Maybe they will again next year or something. So I don't know how easy it is to find.
It says everything rhymes with orange, formerly known as nothing rhymes with orange, formerly known as Adaption Ale 3. Is showcased at the Juicy Citrus Hops.
I don't know why they changed Prince, it. Adaption Ale 3. I mean, I think that's...
Right. Prince, formerly known as...
Yeah. I mean, it worked really good for WD-40.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... WD stands for water displacement. 40 was... It was the 40th formulation that they tried. WD-40 worked good.
Yeah, that was good.
It still sells like crazy.
So it says this IPA features low bitterness and a full soft body while finishing dry and clean.
Mm-hmm. So
it's funny. It has a, okay. So you know how sometimes with wine, it has like food pairings and things like that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes mm-hmm. it has, you know, nicer beers probably has that as well.
Yeah.
It's really funny. It has suggested pairings, has for food, pizza and any, and any pasta. But then it has suggested pairings, music. nothing rhymes with orange. Mouse Rat. I don't know any of these bands, actually, so I'm not going to promote these bands.
But pairs really well with the Beatles, I feel
right.
like. Really, I think it's good. I really like it.
It is a really good beer. I do really enjoy it. So when we get back, Dave.
We're going to continue to enjoy it.
We're going to continue enjoying it, and we're going to bust into the man gear.
Yeah.
So, we're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So, raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles.
I'm Adam Minahan.
We're still here.
Dave, what kind of manly thing did you do over the break?
I was bearding. I was bearding.
Dude, you were bearding last episode. You can't.
I could still be bearding.
No, you're not bearding anymore.
You don't beard once and then cease to beard.
You know, you're not bearding anymore.
I'm still bearding.
It's weak.
That's what I have to say about that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, argue with that.
I'm not going
you
to.
You can't.
I'm
can't
not going
be done.
To.
Anyway, I think it's really funny because the commercial breaks for us, sometimes, man, they go by fast.
Sometimes they even go by longer.
Most of the time they go by longer.
Hey, Dave, is there any evidence that Pokemon originated from Jamaica? You know, Pokemon? Like, is there any evidence of that? No. He's just shaking his head no. He's not even responding. This is a great show so far.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it could be Pokemon, but Pokemon? No?
No.
Okay.
It was a really good try.
I tried. I swung. Hey, you can't hit a home run every time you swing the bat.
How long did you like have to search on the internet for that one?
Dude, that came up about...
Page four.
About 3 seconds after I hit the record button and we were listening to our intro. I was thinking like...
It just came to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And...
You got Pokemon on the brain?
I guess so. I don't even play that game.
I know.
So...
At dinner tonight, there's this girl across the table from us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if she was there with her boyfriend or if they were on a date. Well, I don't know what the deal was, but she kept talking about all the Pokemon she'd caught with him. And you could tell he clearly didn't play,
no. But
was like trying to be interested.
Well, that's not very manly. I'm done talking about that. I didn't really think we were going to go into it. I was just kind of joking around.
You took us. Hey, but I do want to give a shout out to my main Vincent Tran. DePaul Tran,
mm-hmm.
who owns Millicent de Brasserie.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Tulsa.
It's
in Broken Arrow.
Right.
It's a restaurant that he's got, and I think restaurant is underdoing it. Doesn't really, describe what he has going on out there. It's like this whole dining experience. You know, it's a seven course meal.
Right.
I just want to throw it out there real quickly. It's awesome. If you're in Tulsa, mm-hmm. look him up.
Right.
Millicent de Brasserie.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It's yeah.
So anyway. Dave, we're drinking Everything Rhymes with Orange IPA,
formerly known as Nothing Rhymes with Orange.
Right. But since we need a cheers to a very manly dude. You ready?
I'm ready.
Joe Pertner from Ohio.
Cheers.
Cheers to Joe.
To Joe.
Cheers to Jesus.
To his health.
And that he may live with Jesus and Our Lady forever.
May God be merciful with him at his judgment.
So Joe was our first friend of the show.
Woohoo!
So he signed up. Joe, we're going to be sending you a Glencairn glass, a Catholic Mancho Glencairn glass. But also, Dave, I got another guy we got to cheers to.
Who?
It is Zachary Swenson from Illinois.
Cheers to Zachary.
To Zachary. A manly dude.
May God give him no time in purgatory. Zero time in purgatory. That's my cheers to Zachary.
Way to go, Zachary. That's a heck of a cheers.
And also go to heaven. I think that's an important qualification.
But he was our second guy to be a friend of the show.
I love it.
I'm a big fan. Thank you guys very much for your support, because that means a lot to mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to send you those glasses. And so when you get them, take a picture of them, send them to us, so that way we can share them with our listeners and followers on Facebook.
Also, you just interviewed Father Don Calloway.
I did.
And so that's also going to be exclusive content.
Yes, that I'm going to send to them.
If you don't know who he is, he's kind of a big deal.
And he's known as like the surfer priest.
Really?
Yeah, because he surfs.
Does he have long hair?
He used to. Dude, he used to have hair down to like almost his belly button. That was back whenever he got kicked out of Japan, though. That's a whole different story. But he is
just sounds awesome. Like, yeah, I got kicked out by a country.
He is a phenomenal priest. Phenomenal. Like, he is a manly man. He just wrote one of the best books. What does he call it? It's one of the most thorough books on the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
It's
sitting right here.
Yeah, it's called Champions of the Rosary. And it is a great book. So I highly recommend it. But we'll send... Joe and Zachary, we're going to send you the interview that I did with him, and we'll send you the Glencairn glasses.
It's so exclusive, I haven't even heard it yet.
No, you haven't. In fact, you need to pay me $10, and then I will let you listen to it. Anyway, hey, okay, so Dave, this topic, this man gear, kind of rolls all together.
Mm-hmm.
And
we try to do that. We try.
We try to. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we fail.
Yeah.
But
you always go to confession afterwards. So
I always do.
Yeah, but we do need to just give a not necessarily a warning, an advisory notice maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be talking about mature subject matter today. And so if you're listening with kids or whatever, you know, maybe you should just listen to the episode first before you decide that it's good for them to hear. Honestly, I expect this to be a topic that, you know, you – probably will be good for kids, but, you know, every kid's different. And
at a different age.
You're the dad. You should be making that decision, not us.
Right. So we just wanted to throw that out there beforehand that, mm-hmm. you know, and if you're listening live and you're thinking, well, I don't want to risk it.
Podcast.
You mm-hmm. know, we're on Google Play and iTunes.
And while you're there, why don't you go ahead and review that podcast and give us 5 stars, because
that would be nice.
That helps us out.
Yeah. It helps the Catholic Man Show generate into the search engine.
Yeah, but only if you think that we're worth 5 stars, because we don't promote lying.
No, not at all.
Let's be honest, we are. Okay.
We're also very humble. Yeah.
No one's going to accuse me of false humility, okay?
That's true.
Nobody.
Okay, so Dave, tell them what the man gear is.
Okay, so the man gear is CovenantEyes.com.
.com.
Well, it's more than just .com, but it's their whole software accountability program that they have going on. We're going to be talking about pornography today.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be our subject. And so this is important.
This is a topic that has touched every man,
mm-hmm.
And probably actively is touching many families.
and
affecting many families.
Especially if you have kids in your house.
Mm-hmm.
If you have kids, it doesn't matter how old they are.
Right.
If they use the computer, you need accountability software.
So tell them what Covenant Eyes really does.
Well, Covenant Eyes, it has the, you know, it's more than just a filter.
Right.
That you put on your internet searches, you know, that blocks certain websites. It does that. But it's also an accountability. The way it's built, it's so that you pick an accountability partner. You know, for your family, if it's the family account, maybe you are the accountability partner. Maybe it's you and your wife. You know, it's however you want to set it up. But they get a report every week that shows the kind of report card for the websites that were viewed that week by all of the devices that are connected to that account.
Right, so it does for, you know, laptops, for
phones,
tablets,
any iPhone, device.
Yeah.
Any device that can hook up to the internet. So the reason why it doesn't matter how old your kids are, because you say, listen, my kids are 6, 7, they're not going to look for porn. And you're right. But porn is looking for them.
Right, that's the biggest thing, because what porn companies have done, there's a thing called meta tags, which I know you're more tech savvy than probably I am, but you know what that is what they do is they tag their website link to different
topics. Yeah.
And so what these companies have done is tagged very young topics like a Disney character or
Legos, or even if you go to Disney,
Pokemon,
you try to go to Disney.com, but you don't spell Disney right. Porn companies will go in and register the websites for misspelled children's websites. This is this is sick.
It really is.
It should be illegal. And then, you know, your 6-year-old kid didn't spell Disney right, and they end up on a porn website.
Right. And so, as a dad,
so you need this type of
thing. Right, so you need this thing not only because these people are, you know, these companies are attacking your kids and seeking them out, but it is a great opportunity to figure out, okay, my son or my daughter, you know, stumbled upon or actively was looking for this website.
Mm-hmm.
I need, as a dad, to step in and talk to them about theology of the body, to talk about why we don't abuse our bodies, why we do not look lustfully upon other people, and really the emptiness that is in the porn industry.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's clearly a conversation that would need to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you as the dads,
it's your job.
Like, you know, I get it. Oh, it's my wife is so much better at those conversations.
Right.
You know, I get it. No. You need to step up, and you and your wife ideally really should be together with your kid, just talking about, like, hey, you know, I know maybe you saw this, or, you know, whatever happened, you need to confront it together. But you as the dad, you have to be there.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to.
You have to be.
I mean, that's your job. If you don't like it, just get over it.
Right.
I mean, it's just the future behavior of your children depend on it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we're in a new age in society today that, you know, generations before didn't have to worry about. You know, with the advancement of internet and with the advancement of streaming and things like that, we have to deal with things that people, like our grandparents' generation, didn't have to deal
with. It's like, oh, there are porn magazines in your house. It just is whether your kids pick them up and open them, because it's the internet. Anyway, we'll be right back. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side.
So raise your glass. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side. So raise your glass. And today our glass is full of Everything Rhymes with Orange IPA by Rough Tail Brewery. And
Gift.
It was a gift today.
Of sorts.
And it was it's a very, very good IPA. It's a different IPA.
Yeah.
Different tasting IPA.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very good. For those who are just now tuning in, if you guys are just now tuning in, we're giving kind of a parental advisory warning today. We are talking about adult topics.
Yeah.
And so if you are listening live and have children in the car, it may be a good idea to catch our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Because we just don't want to expose anybody to anything that they shouldn't be exposed to yet.
Yeah.
So we're talking about pornography, which is a very sensitive topic and a topic that men are men and women now are very affected by it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just rampant in this society.
Mm-hmm.
Our man gear of the week is Covenant Eyes, covenanteyes.com, a great accountability platform that every family should have.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely cheap. I mean, talk about affordable. I mean,
yeah, so for the whole family,
it's like $15 a month.
It's $15 a month, and $15 a month is nothing when it comes to the spiritual well-being of your family.
Dave, if I could tell you, for only $15 a month, you could help keep your family from mortal sin, would you do it?
Yeah, remove the near occasion of mortal sin. Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And obviously, it doesn't like keep them from everything, right? But neither does so many other things, right? Neither does like a helmet. When you're playing football, you know, a helmet doesn't keep them from concussions 100%.
That
but
doesn't mean you shouldn't wear a helmet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I know what you mean. And also, Patrick Coffin has partnered with the guys at Covenant Eyes. If you type in his name at checkout, you'll get your first month for free. I'm pretty sure that's still valid. It's been a thing for
a while,
years and years. And
so it really is something that every family should have. As a dad, this is something that you should do. If you're not part of it yet, go home tonight and download it and install it into every tablet, phone, laptop, desktop that you have. So that way, because these companies are targeting families.
Yeah. So every week you'll get an email and it will kind of give you a report card. You can just easily, you know, with one look, you can say, oh, it looks like everything was good. And then if you want to, you can actually get more detail. You know, it'll break it down. It'll show you what the hours of use were that this person or the devices on the account were on the internet. You know, because that's kind of a telltale sign. You know, if, there was a big spike on this day of the week at 2 a.m. and there were some questionable sites. Because not every site is categorized appropriately.
Right.
In fact, pornography sites go to links to try to decategorize themselves as pornography sites.
Right.
So that they can get through the blockers easier. So they have done all this, and the team there is really good. So anyway, check it out, covenanteyes.com.
Right. They're
and get it.
Yeah, you have to. As a dad, it is part, you know, as a man,
it's a Catholic organization.
Yeah, and as a man, you're the spiritual leader of your family. You're the protector of your family, both physical and spiritually. And as the spiritual protector, it is your duty to make sure that sin is avoided in your household.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this is a weapon that you can use.
And the bottom line is, I just have never heard of anything else that's as good that provides what this provides.
So Dave, let's talk about this really quick, because there's a lot of men listening right now, and probably women, that are affected by porn, okay, that struggle with the addiction of pornography.
I was looking at some of the stats this morning. This is a survey of Christian men. So this isn't just men in general. Christian men, 50% of them are addicted to porn. Not, I looked at it within the last year.
Right.
They are regular consumers, even though, you know, it's a struggle for them. You know, half of the guys out there are addicted to porn. So I think we need to say that we're going to approach this topic bluntly. However, it's not at all our intent to insult anybody or to make anybody feel bad about the fact that maybe you struggle with this.
And so I just want to say the battle has already been fought, okay? God's mercy.
Yeah, well, the benefits of the victory are available to you.
Absolutely.
You're still going to have to participate.
Well, do your
fair share of battling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But regardless of how deep you are into whatever vice it is, especially pornography,
mm-hmm.
know that our Lord is just waiting for you, mm-hmm. yearning for you to turn
right.
to Him.
Yeah.
And any little glimpse that you turn to Him, He kicks that door in. You know,
yeah,
you crack that door.
You crack it, and He'll just bust it down.
Yeah, with His Jesus sandal, He'll step in there and say, "No, you are mine. I'm coming to get you." So give Him...
Hashtag Jesus sandal.
Yes. So give Him that opportunity. I know, like, I've talked to, you know, Dave, you and I have both talked to a lot of guys, you know, back in college and at other times where mm-hmm. we know men that are that have fallen into this, and almost to the point where they don't feel like that they can get out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're just too deep. They fall into despair, and they cannot get out of this addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Which it is. Pornography, we need to establish pornography is an addiction, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's not...
Clinically.
It is clinically. And science has come out, and, like, you know, it's really funny when the church has said something, and then, you know, and no one really pays attention to
right.
it until science catches up and, you know, says the exact same thing and gives the approval that the church has been saying for
yeah.
years and years and years.
Exactly.
And the church is over here and like, what? We've been saying this for like the last 15, 20
yeah.
years.
Or at least, you know, or 1,000, 2,000 years in some cases.
Right, yeah. You and know? It's like, and you guys are just now catching up, and now just because science has said it.
You dumb scientists. You act right. like you just figured this out.
Right, we've been saying this forever.
So, yeah, where have you been?
I mean, even secular people are now coming out. You know,
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson this last week came out and said how lame porn is and how destructive it is to a man,
mm-hmm.
specifically to a man.
Yeah.
And so it just goes – and Time Magazine even had an article this year on the destruction of porn.
Mm-hmm. And the way it deteriorates your brain.
Yeah. It literally shrinks your brain.
It is. Let me tell you something. Porn literally makes you dumber.
Mm-hmm.
You, if you are a regular consumer of porn, mm-hmm. this is just a fact.
Right.
It is deteriorating the gray matter in your brain
mm-hmm.
because you have become a high chaser. The addiction that you feel is because your brain is chasing the endorphin release.
Mm, the chemical releases that you have. I mean.
So this is the chemicals that are released when you view porn
mm-hmm.
are the chemicals that cocaine and heroin attempt to mimic.
Yeah.
So you're getting the real thing that these other addictive drugs are attempting mm-hmm. to imitate.
Right.
So think about that for a minute. That's the addictive mm-hmm. level that we're talking about. Except for the porn user, the subject that they're addicted to is in their brain.
Right.
They can recall these images instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with heroin, you know, you got to go
right.
find somebody. You got to, you know, you have to do the drug.
Right. And that's really, it's a really good point. I heard a priest tell me this one time. It's a really good thing to pray for the grace of forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the fact of when you have, when you've struggled with pornography, you know, mentally, you can't unsee some of the things that you've seen.
Especially those images.
Especially
it's
those.
Because they're not like regular images.
Right, exactly. And so to ask for the grace of forgetfulness is something that our Lady really graces us with mm-hmm. and allows that to happen, that you forget some of those things. Dave, so what I want to touch on is when people struggle when
Hang on, I have one thing. That
okay.
Let me just say... I'm not perfect.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Especially in this area, I've been victorious in this area, which means mm-hmm. I wasn't always victorious in this area.
Right.
So what you just were talking about is those images. It's like, I'm being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I started doing was anytime that happened to me, I would pray for that woman.
That is such a great, okay. So Matt Frad, from IntegrityRestored.com, mm-hmm. ThePornEffect.com. He's been attacking pornography for several years.
Yeah, that's his full-time job now.
Yes, and he says it's a manly thing to treat a woman who has forgotten her dignity with dignity nonetheless,
uh-huh.
which is exactly what you're doing.
So I would pray for her salvation. And it's you know, the devil is taking these images, these memories that I have, because demons can do this. They can take your memories and use them to their advantage. And all I was doing was attempting to sanctify, you know, almost like that's the warfare. These demons are trying to use these images. I'm going to take what they're doing and use it against them. So now they're bringing these images up, and all I'm doing is praying for that person's sanctification.
That's really good.
So
I like that, Dave.
You know, if the demons know this strategy doesn't work,
they're going to stop.
They're going to stop doing.
Isn't it really funny, Dave, that the demons are spiritual warfare? They're really good at suppressing the after effects. So, like for an alcoholic, you don't remember the hangover; you just remember being drunk.
Right.
For pornography, you don't remember the shame, the guilt,
how terrible you feel.
Yeah, it's more about just the lust in that moment.
Right.
So when we get back, Dave, I want to go over a few things to conquer this addiction.
Sure.
To help men conquer this addiction.
Okay.
So we'll be right back. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles, sitting here with Adam Minahan, wrapping up a really good beer. It's called Everything Rhymes with Orange. It was given to me as a gift because a guy at a liquor store almost ruined my day.
Dude, I have a cutoff t-shirt on right now, and I was flexing my guns through the break.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they're looking pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad.
Looking pretty stout. That's a joke because you have a Guinness t-shirt on.
There you go. Luckily,
you get it.
Luckily, that was a good pun.
Thank you.
Luckily, we're not on TV. We're on radio.
Yeah. Well, someone suggested that, you know, that picture on Facebook where we're like, are we both flexing? Or
no,
I'm flexing.
Yeah.
He said, you should get a Catholic Man Show logo and turn it into like a little tattoo and put them on your biceps. And you could both like sit there and flex. And I was like, that's a great idea because it would give a really good platform to showcase how much bigger my biceps are than Adam's. Yeah. I love this idea.
Okay, so warning.
So once again, if you're just now tuning in, you're catching the end of our show. We are discussing a mature topic today. So if you have little children in the car, maybe you decide it's okay for them to keep listening. That's all right. We're trying to do our best to approach things just from the way they are, and you know, we're not beating around the bush. We are taking a direct approach, but I think so far we've handled it
pretty well.
So anyway, warning, we're talking about pornography. There you go.
And Dave, I just want to touch base really quick. As a dad, if your child comes up to you, young child, 5, 6, 7 years old, comes up to you and asks you, what's pornography? You know, because our society today just throws it out, litters it, you know, all over them, you know. And so I heard this from Matt Frad, from who we've already talked about. But he said, I love this, one of the best ways to do it is just say, son or daughter, pornography reveals things.
Is it video or pictures?
Video pictures that reveals things that bathing suits should be covering up.
Yeah, the parts of our body that bathing suits cover up that should be private.
Right. And to me, I mean, that's perfect. As adults, you know, sometimes your sin makes you stupid and you just start twisting and perverting that thought. But as a kid, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. So there was actually a famous court case where they were trying to define pornography, you know, this is like limiting it to the internet. And the judge said, because literally they're trying to come up with a definition.
Right. And it's like, you don't know, we can't define it, but you just know it. When you see it, you know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. He said, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
Right.
It's because lust is not a legal definition.
Yeah.
You know, they can't say it's, you know, intent, you know, with the intent to incite lust.
So, Dave, there's a lot of men out there right now listening that are struggling with pornography.
And one thing about pornography, this is a great line by St. John Paul II. He said that the problem with pornography is not that it shows too much of the person, but that it shows far too little.
Right.
That is the problem with pornography, is that it's presenting these women or men, or, you know, it's presenting these people mm-hmm. as a just
object,
an object,
right?
That it doesn't present them as a person,
right?
And that's really the problem with pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus has told us, if you even so much as look at another person with lust, you've already committed adultery
in your heart. Right.
So this is the bold truth.
Mm-hmm.
Pornography is infidelity.
Absolutely. It's adultery.
It is adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously you're looking with lust.
Right.
Reference Jesus' words. Okay.
Right.
So once again, I say that not to humiliate anybody, you know, to put anybody down, make them feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, here on the Catholic Man Show, we don't sugarcoat the truth.
Right. We do it because we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we don't want to sugarcoat it because we love you, and we want it to, you know, Jesus said that, and it's not us that are saying it. So it's Jesus that said
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jesus has said it, we take Jesus for his word.
And so adultery is a really extreme thing.
Right.
Therefore, I don't think we should be ashamed or afraid to take extreme measures in order to prevent it.
Right. So here's a few things that we can do. Ready?
Yes.
Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Come on.
Look at me.
Get ready.
I'm like, I'm ready. This is my prepared stand.
Okay. So the number one thing, the Eucharist. As if you're struggling with sins of the flesh, Christ gave, you know, the second person of the Trinity came down and gave his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard before that, you know, they ask, do you believe the body, blood, soul, and divinity? And a Protestant said, no, I don't believe that. I believe it's a symbol. But he said, let me tell you something. If I did believe it, I would crawl over broken glass every single day to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of just puts it in perspective. As a Catholic, daily Mass is something that is sacred. And, you know, if you can make it, and it doesn't interfere with your other vocations, like being a dad or you know, your job or whatever,
right,
you should try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so, especially sins of the flesh, instead of looking at, you know, human flesh, look at divine flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Jesus is in the monstrance, right? Wait, don't waste your time with pornography. Waste your time with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say waste your time like it's a waste of your time, right? It's not like it's a waste of your time, but what do you do with people that you're intimate with? You don't care what you're doing. You just want to spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so spend time with our Lord by going to daily Mass or going to adoration.
Yeah. And, you know, there's this huge link between sex and eating. You know, like, this is kind of why lovers nibble on each other. You know, there's something about this type of love that says, I want to take you into me.
Mm.
And the Eucharist, there's no doubt in my mind, God, you know, has got this all figured out, obviously, but mm-hmm. This is one of those things. Why did he come to us as a food?
Right.
You know, why did he come to us? You know, literally, we mm-hmm. can eat the divine flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We can become so intimate with him that I just think this is such a good point. You know, daily or, you know, increasing the frequency with which we receive communion, especially for those struggling, that is really a big deal. The one of the primary things you can do aside from the sacraments is take control of your appetite.
Mm-hmm.
They have done studies, and there's been also tons of unofficial stuff where just counselors will say, take someone who's struggling with pornography, and they'll say, well, tell me about your appetite. And it invariably is all over the place.
Right.
You know, these people can't have one Oreo cookie.
Right.
It's
about denying your appetites, right? It's about, mm-hmm. like, keeping control of it.
Yeah.
And so fasting, another great example, you and I both do, first Wednesday of every month, we do the bread and water fast for our wives.
The Ephesians, E5 men, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just a great example of denying yourself
mm-hmm.
For the love of another.
Right. So there's just this huge link
between
our sexual appetite mm-hmm. and our appetite.
Right.
So if you want to control your sexual appetite, a good place to start is with your food appetite.
Right. And so we can't say also, you know, going to receiving the sacrament, especially the Eucharist, without talking about confession.
Sure.
Because you can't, you know, don't receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity unworthily.
Mm-hmm.
If you fail, man, everybody fails, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has fallen short of the glory of God.
Right.
If you have fallen, Don't be don't let the devil win twice. Don't let him win with lust and then let him let you fall into despair.
Right.
You know, don't not let don't reject God's mercy. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That was a really hard for me to say for some reason.
Also,
but,
this is just something I've learned from my own past. Don't wait till Sunday to go to confession. You know, if your priest here has confession before Mass every Sunday, that's great. Mm-hmm. Don't wait.
Right.
Because it's, you know, that was something that always happened to me, a temptation that presented me over and over and over again. It's like, well, you already need to go to confession this Sunday. You're already going to go.
Right.
You know, it's no big deal now.
Right. If you struggle, get to confession immediately. Mm-hmm. Importance of having an accountability group. Covenant Eyes is a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that, you know, men, as men, we hold each other accountable. It helps build each other up. So make sure you have a good group of men beside you that can help you through struggling times.
Yeah.
Your wife can also be a great advocate to help you fight pornography.
Oh, yeah.
So
a good website to get a lot of good information, including some of the science we've talked about today, you know, about the brain, the gray matter in your brain deteriorating, is thepornaffect.com.
That's
also run by Matt Frad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's separate from Covenant Eyes. It's Covenant Eyes is
right. It is. Yeah.
I don't know why it's separate, but it is.
Yes.
So check that out. Thepornaffect.com.
Another thing
good stuff.
Another thing our church has given us is sacramentals, right? Holy water. You know, it is proven that devils flee from holy water.
They hate it.
They hate it. And so a great way to, I've kind of talked about this before, is blessing your kids, you know, before you leave, you know,
in the morning.
In the morning time and at night time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take holy water and bless yourself. And bless your kids. Bless your family.
Yeah. I mean, dads, you're the dad, okay?
Right.
You're the father.
Right.
You have no idea the authority that you actually have in your house. Okay, God has ordained you from on high with his children.
Mm-hmm.
He gave them to you, and as such, he gives you everything that you need to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's his authority that is blessing, but you're the dad.
Right.
When you bless your kids, you call down the grace of God Almighty from on high onto your children.
So many more things that we wanted to talk about, but our time is short. We enjoyed Everything Rhymes with Orange IPA today. Our man gear was CovenantEyes.com. Men, go see CovenantEyes.com. Sign up for it. If you're struggling with pornography, get to confession. Get to the Eucharist.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. Have a good week.